to some Indian wives. They were called Eurasian. And Englishmen marrying Indian wives, they are called Anglo-Indians. There was a big Anglo-Indian community, and they were given good facilities by the British for government jobs, railway. Railway, almost 10%. The driver, the guard, the ticketing inspector, all were semi-important jobs. They were all given to the Anglo-Indians. Because they are not very much educated. And officers, they are all British. Officers, secretaries. And Indians were clerks. Indians were accepted as clerks only. No officers. Military, Indian Sikhs and Gurkhas, especially Sikhs, they are very valiant. Still they are valiant. They were given the post of captain, not general. General all in it.
I see many Sikh soldiers, very big.
They are military.
Very noble looking soldiers.
Marshal led. Practically, the British had expanded their empire with the Sikh soldiers and Gurkha soldiers. Mm.
The Gurkha, they're very, how is
the Nepalese?
Nepalese. They are very brave.
Yeah, they're very renowned.
Sikhs are very brave. Another martial name, Jats. That's a good. When Britishers possessed India, they organized this military with Sikhs, especially Jats and Gurkhas, and they expanded their empire, Burma, Ceylon, Africa, all these British empire possessions. And not only that, they fought two big world wars with this Sikh soldier. They conquered over this Mesopotamia, Middle East.
They worked so hard, it's such a pity they worked.
They like military. They want military job. Very Kshatriya spirit.
They collected so much, but they lost it because they didn't give it to Krishna.
Bad policy. They wanted India for Britishers' benefit. That is not duty of the government. Government should be for the welfare of the people. Then that government will continue. But they exploited the Indian people for the benefit of their own country. That is the value. Therefore, they finished within 200 years. They began their ruling 1775, like that. And 1947, not even 200 years.
No, nothing.
Now, after ruling India, they have no more British Empire. Because they cannot maintain without Indian soldiers. Therefore, the voluntarily left.
If I used to say in my grandmother's house, in her front room, she used to keep
special.
That was in Yorkshire, Shilpa.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. Yorkshire, in near his birthplace.
You're also Yorkshire?
Almost, just near Lincoln.
And in her front room, she had many things that great-grandfather collected
from
India. Yes. And then his son, my grandfather, he was also a soldier. He was captain. Mm. And he was in India and in Hong Kong and China, Tinsin. And he collected many things. He was also in the Boer War.
And your father?
He was born in Tinsin, with my father's family was there when he was serving. And then he became later, he was a commander in the Royal Navy.
Oh, he was engaged in Navy.
Yes.
Now practically of all your family, military.
Yes. Now he is retired. He's living
your
in
father Syria. Is living. How does he like he has become Vaishnava?
First he would not even speak to me. Then I used to visit next door and my mother would come to see me. And then after a while then he would talk to me from the other side. And then quickly I used to go and see, I'd sit down. I would not speak to him, I'd just be social.
After all, father and son, where
now he likes. He says, this is better what we're doing than all the other things we were doing. I used to go. I've not seen him now for 3.5 years since I had left him. They're a little sick now. Maybe.
What is the age of your father?
65.
Grandfather died.
But I think so. When I used to go in the temple there,
is your grandfather was living in Japan?
No. When I was a little boy, I used to see him. We were very close. And he used to take me to work like this. And then she died. And grandmother lived a long time. And then she died. But she would not live with
his grandmother. His grandmother is still living.
A lot of the Yorkshire and Midlands.
Your grandfather also lived.
Yeah.
They lived a long time. Much longer, seen much from the south. In the Midlands and Yorkshire, they quite often live much longer.
His grandfather is of my age. I think 50 years old.
He's the same age as yourself, I think, about 81. But yeah, sorry.
They are all my disciples, they are all my grandson. Their father may be my son. Father, mother. My grandson is 32 years old. Granddaughter. He is also 25.
Seems strange. Life seems to go by so quickly. A few years ago, it seems to my mind I was a little boy. Now I'm 32, and my father and mother is 65, and they will soon leave their body, and it's all going rush, rush, rush. It would seem a few more years' time I will look back all when I was 32 and I'm looking around.
At least we're not wasting our lives now.
My granddaughter, he came to see him.
Yeah, in my book.
I am remembering. This the other day, she was crying and walking, kissing my hand. Now she's mother of 50.
He's the carpenter.
Carpenter.
Yeah.
Very good fellow.
It is nice. When there is rain, I can lie down here. When it is raining, I lie down in a cottage like this. It's very beautiful. At least in this country. It's too funny. Not very. Fortunately.
A little shower.
Shower, yes. Oh, it is very cheap. Because this place is very nice.
Do you like this?
Oh, yes. You have got an idea. You have got that. Nobody got this idea. You have done that. Very good.
I want you to make your beautiful palace.
You can fix her a little fan.
Yes,
then this lever can be taken.
You would like electric fan or hand pull?
No.
Make a hand pull?
Electric. Why?
Electric.
Small table fan. Just like in the railway carriage.
You can get very small ones that they fasten on the front of motor cars on the inside for fanning the driver. It's a small unit. They were doing that in Mayapur. There was one big plant growing on there.
So that the family can get one squash that is sufficient for family.
Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of stuff.
People used to leave for money without any worry. Everything was so easily available at the food stop. They had no anger.
Little effort, just basic, good work.
They got their own paddy from the field, milk, some vegetables. Those are three seaters. They have got small bags, three, four, whole family without any. Where I shall get money, where I shall, how shall I eat? These things were helpful. Feeding the poor man.
Actually, I have seen that even in all these villages of Africa and India, they have no real connection to the city politics. Because if the city breaks down, it does not affect them. They have their cow, their field, their vegetables.
If there is war, they were not affected. Soldiers should not bother the public. He said during Mahavan period, the soldiers of one party will ask the cultivator when the other soldiers go. They'll say, I have seen and they have gone deeper.
Someone has to be in there with
the cultivator is going on. The fighting is going on, but the cultivator is not able. Peacefully. Fight between themselves and whoever the victorious, I shall pay tax. I am not going to do all this. Between two parties of king or political, they will fight. So, citizens, they have nothing to do. Who is the victorious? You fight, and one of you will become victorious. So you take tax. I am concerned with paying tax. And that means what I have grown. You take one for. You see this I have grown. Now you can pay tax. One for. No income tax, no sales tax, no this tax, no that tax. And if some year by chance he has not grown anything, no tax. I could not produce anything. Very simple. So that they were not paid. They were given land by the king to enjoy this land without any price. But when there is fight, you have to come out. So fight is not going every day.
No.
It may take place after some years. Oh, then it is different.
That is similar in old England, in the
old world. Now they have made income back. Naturally, a class of men, they became soldiers. They are trained up.
Some little
trees
and tomatoes,
and
some
beautiful.
So friendly.
You can grow some tomatoes here. Very, very easy.
I have also some strawberries. Some different seeds.
Tomato, quash.
Do you like to see growing in your garden?
Yes, very. You come back.
We can grow.
But this green banana, if we get that, would be nice.
You should flower soon, these bananas. They are 1 year old now. Within the next 6 months, they should get some flowers. Grass has just been laid, and I think after 2 weeks it will be very personal.
Nobody should walk.
I have still this section here finished of nice turf, and I water it twice a day.
And due to this fountain, they are very nice green, orange.
And I will sprinkle it with goba water. Goba mixed with water and
goba,
sprinkle.
Yeah.
And that will be good.
Is there any good painter here?
It's so. Artist?
Artist.
Yes.
Yes. Who is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Go
So I want to tell you, I want to print that picture, which is published in the French basketball.
Oh, the portrait?
Not portrait. That I was beating on my body part. Do we call it? What do you call it? Bungle? No? Bang?
Oh, gong?
Not gong. It is one side covered with skin.
Oh.
Like a tambourine?
No, it's you mean a drum?
Drum.
Like a small
not
drum?
Not two sides.
One. Like a tom-tom drum.
What yeah.
Tom-tom.
That picture is related to somebody's friend.
It's not like painting a picture. You can paint the flower and the creeper and the tree very quickly. But when you are drawing it and you have the idea and the plan, it takes so many years for it to come to its finish.
And who is drawing it? That is Krishna's hand.
Yes.
His hand is working in his way. I am giving direction to the nature. I am seed mentor. That's it.
He paints wonderful flowers.
Anything. Krishna is doing this thing. Do like intelligence is of Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya, he had the mango tree grow in his instrument.
Yes.
With his direction.
He can do that, because he's Krishna. Immediately he can do
it. First class mango.
That is his inconceivable energy.
Story from Risa once, he grew people from trees. Is that correct?
Everything is possible, right? It's not inconceivable. Everything is possible. That is inconceivable. It is called therefore inconceivable. We cannot conceive how it is done. What? Intelligence is very good. You cannot conceive. Therefore we say, this is all my beloved. Because we cannot conceive. Whatever we cannot conceive, we take it as my beloved. Everything is possible. That is inconscious. That they cannot understand, but it is inconscious. Unless it is conceivable by them, they do not accept. That is their truth. Their anatomy, physiology is manifested within that small fluid of life. And he is exactly doing everything like a big fly. How is he doing? Therefore, I said in that main Telugu.
Oh, they can manufacture a jumbo jet, but they can't make a mosquito. Neither can they supply the pilot.
And the mosquito is with the pilot. They are manufacturing jumbo 747 plane. They require a pilot separately. But the Krishna is manufacturing airplane, mosquito, everything comes here. Which one?
With Jiva, the pilot.
This is Jiva. You can manufacture a big airplane, the pilot is separate. You cannot manufacture the pilot. Krishna is manufacturing not only the smallest airplane, but the biggest pilot. This is it.
Also, he makes those, he wrote in the Bhagavatam, those giant birds that fly in
and
space.
And verily, hundreds and thousands of mosquitoes, they will fly. There will be no accident.
No. Collisions.
Huh?
No collisions.
No. Anyway, you see, it not only flies, the birds, and they cross together. But there is no collision. And they very forcibly go like this, all together. But you won't find one actually. And this is Krishna, inconceivable energy. What you can do? You cannot fly hundreds of planes at a time, there will be at least 3-4 accidents.
Yes. So he had great difficulty doing his air displays. Many planes flying together, his air displays, there is so much difficulty for them, and often they have accidents. Also,
I used to see 3-4, more than 4 flies going together. Now they are not.
Fly.
No, I am aware of them. During what time, when they used to come to bombard, they used to come in 4-5 together. Because the enemies, they used to shut down. One is shut down, the other is bombing.
You wrote in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, But in outer space, there are those giant birds, like eagles. Very, very big. Giant size. Enormous.
They go from one planet to another.
It is like the big planet. Bigger than
and big. While flying, they lay down eggs. And the eggs are falling down, they become bad. By the way, that is bad.
Friction?
No, no. By the way, that is bad, right? Velocity of falling down, it becomes fomented and the bad thing. That's like parachute. No? Parachute?
Yeah, parachute.
While falling down, it's open.
And
this is God's truth, in concert. And that aeroplane, flying machine, so perfect.
And it will find its own food.
There are bars who can take out the elephant. What do you think?
But it's not.
That's big bar. They can carry elephant like a small rat.
For such a bird, the bird is the servant of Sita.
And monkey eating bird. I've seen last and they go very high on the top of the tree and capture the monkey and taking his hat and drop it. And accidentally falls to die, then again comes.
We need one of those birds here. We need one of those birds here to catch the monkey.